This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. I went out to Hollywood a couple of weeks ago, late-ish in the afternoon, to go to a butcher shop. Basically, it's a butcher shop, but it's a butcher shop attached to a really high-end restaurant. It's the latest venture from Australian celebrity chef Curtis Stone. You might know him from Top Chef Masters, among other things. The place is called Gwen. He runs it with his brother Luke.
He's my older brother, so he's the boss, of course. And, yeah, he runs the front of house, and I guess I run the back.
Yeah, something like that. That's how it's supposed to work anyway.
Tell me about this place.
So it's a meat-centric restaurant.
Meat-centric?
Meat-centric.
That's awesome. That's like my favorite kind of place.
It's funny, you know, we don't call it a steakhouse because it's not a steakhouse, but it's kind of like a steakhouse, if you know what I mean. It's a butcher shop first and foremost. So as soon as you walk through the front door, you find a big butcher's counter. The butcher shop sort of services the restaurant, and the restaurant services the butcher shop a little bit, and then...
We got there just as prep for dinner service was picking up. Things were getting busy, but I did manage to get a taste or two.
See, this is the important stuff here.
Yeah, yeah.
So this salami we make with leek ash and porcini mushroom.
I'm going to sound like an idiot. What's leek ash?
Well, you burn leeks in the charcoal burnt oven, the charcoal burning oven, and you cook it down until it's an ash.
Yeah.
You then use those ashes with the pork and the porcini powder. Not bad, right?
Oh, man. Oh, yeah, and then the finish is really good? Yeah.
Everything that we make, we set out to make it as delicious as that. You know, every single thing.
I was going to ask you what happens when you get it wrong, but when you get it wrong, it never sees the light of day.
That's what my family eats. The mistakes.
Yours too, Luke.
The Stone Brothers opened Gwen back in 2016, which puts them right at the point of maximum risk because a lot of new restaurants that do wind up closing shut down in their first couple of years. So after we had the leek ash salami, we had the how's business going conversation. Who's your clientele for this place, right? This is 80-something seats. Who do you want in the door?
We want people to come in here that love good food. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, we have a premium product, you know, in terms of the butcher shop. We take real care in both the sourcing, the aging, the butchering of the meats. And then we treat it pretty carefully over a fire. But it's also just a piece of meat on a fire. You know, we don't take it too seriously and we have fun.
When Curtis and I started talking about it, he came up with this idea of opening a butcher shop in the restaurant, which we're quite familiar back home in Australia, but then there's not too many of them in LA, so people think we're a little bit crazy doing it here. But it really, as Curtis was saying before, does form the heartbeat of the restaurant and
okay,
is
wait,
the
can
big
I just,
driver.
Can I just, does that actually say $129 a pound?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, so, why?
Well, do you see all those white specks?
Yeah.
That's intermuscular fat, or marbling, we call it.
Yeah,
And that is not easy to obtain. So that's when you have fat running right through the muscle. And
so
as you can see, this
Wagyu New York strip, right? Is that what we're talking about here?
It is, yeah. Right. That's Blackmore's Ranch from Australia.
And that makes it $129 a pound.
Mate, when you put it in your mouth, you would pay double that for it.
Well, clearly I'm going to have to come here for dinner because, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we have reasonable stuff too. You know, this is obviously an extremely premium product.
Right.
But we have grass-fed beef and grain-fed beef that's grown domestically.
Right. Well, and it gets me back to the, you're looking for a certain clientele to come in the door.
Yeah, very much so. It's, you know, we can't compete with supermarkets, so we don't try.
Right.
We make sure that we have the very best of what we can source from, as you see, from the Wagyu from Australia to across the country.
Do you have a meat buyer, I guess? Or is it you guys?
It's us. I mean,
go back to Australia, do you go and get the beef?
Yeah. We have relationships direct with the ranchers. I usually go to most of the farms that we buy from.
So riddle me this. Are you a chef or are you an entrepreneur?
I'm a chef.
Are you?
Yeah.
Except you're sourcing your own materials and doing
that's a part of being a chef. You've got to know where your ingredients come from, whether it's meat or vegetables or where your dry goods come from. You know, you have to have really good relationships, and I think that's the most important part.
So what's it like running this place? As you sit here, right? You're the guy nominally in charge of the business side of the house, right?
Yeah, it's challenging. It's a lot of fun. We roll around 60 staff at any one point in time in here, so between the butchers and two bars and events and kitchen and front of house. There's a lot going on at all times. So.
How tough is it for you to find people to be the servers and the front of the house folks?
Yeah, it's tough. It's Hollywood's, or LA, I think, is an interesting sort of demographic in that there's a lot of actors and writers and producers and whatnot, but they all end up working here.
Was it this place or Maud where you had the no actors rule?
Oh, that was at Maud. Yeah. It wasn't. Look, we love actors. My wife's an actor. I can't have a no actors rule. We wanted to hire floor staff that were dedicated to the art of hospitality, not the art of being an actor. So, you know, we tried not to employ people that it was an in-between job for. So that's the joke was we didn't employ actors. But, you know, the truth is we're open to whoever it is that sees this as their career and really wants to, you know, wants to do great things in a hospitality sense.
For our director of operations, he has a no headshot policy. So if your headshot's on your resume, it's very hard to get in the door.
Yeah, that's the beauty of your radio, man. You don't have to deal with headshots.
That's true.
What is it that people don't understand about the restaurant business? Because you come in here and it's a bustling, great place, looks like a lot of fun, but clearly you guys are killing yourselves in the back of the house.
Oh, it's a lot of work, yeah, for sure. We start our days at 9 o'clock in the morning most days, and most people don't come for dinner until 7 or 8 o'clock at night. So we've had a full day before the evening even really starts. Same with the front of house. You know, there's a variety, and these guys are here sometimes until 2 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah, it's a scrappy industry, but I love it. You know, it's sort of it's either in
Why
your blood
you
or it's not. Look, I think that it's always just an inch from a disaster. And that's kind of exciting.
Doesn't sound like a great business model, though.
But you're never bored. You're never bored.
Yeah,
it's true. You look at your watch, and you're always thinking, "Is that the time already?" You never think, "Oh God, today's taking forever." Yeah. The days just flash by you, and that's I think that's good if you can enjoy your work.
It's crazy cool stuff.
You look like you're in a meat coma. You only had one slice.
I am a meat guy. That's you know, a good charcuterie plate is my go-to. You've been really generous.
Unreal,
I appreciate
mate. Nice to meet you.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah.
Chef Curtis Stone at his second L.A. restaurant, Gwen, right before dinner service a couple of weeks ago.